Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Here's the second I Am saying in our seven-part series. In John 8, verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." All of a sudden, the lights went out. Have you ever been there? During a training session at the track or pitch, or even worse, during a match competition, when the floodlights suddenly fail, panic and pandemonium ensue. The referee, coach, commentator are all floundering. It's chaos. The competition cannot continue. Not until someone works out how to put the lights back on. See, in our passage today, in John's Gospel, the people have divided opinions about Jesus. And he makes this claim: "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Let's look at this in two parts. First, the light that exposes the darkness. Light is everywhere in the Bible to show us what God is up to. The first words that we hear God speak in Genesis are concerning light. Remember? "Let there be light," and there was light. And verse 4 of Genesis 1 goes on: "God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness." That's what light does. It exposes, it shines, it separates between things that can be seen and things that are unseen. And then in Exodus, it was the pillar of light that guided God's people who were wandering around in the darkness. The light was good. The light was essential. The light shone into the dark wilderness and led them. There was a time when you lived in darkness. The Bible says you still do if you don't trust in the light of life. But do you remember the exposing work of God in your life when he shone his floodlights into your heart, convicting you of sin? Now the promise of Jesus is that you will never walk in darkness. This means that not only is he the light that gives life, more on that in a moment, but there will always be an exposing work by the light in your heart. The Spirit will keep convicting you of sin and bringing you into the light. Isn't that good to know? Today, as you travel to your sports fixture, and when it comes to your future in sport. But there is a caveat. You see at the end of that verse, verse 12, "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness." Our role is to keep walking with Jesus. Second point, the light that gives life. See, when the floodlights fail, the game stops. It is lifeless. There is no chance of any action. But when the floodlights flicker back on, a great cheer goes up. The game can go on. In Isaiah, we are introduced to that servant king. Isaiah 42, verses 6 to 7 says, "I will keep you, and I will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness." See, the light that gives life has come in the form of Jesus. Eyes are opened. Captives to sin are now freed. Those dead in the dungeon of darkness are released by the light. And that's what Jesus has done for us. What a thrill to play sport today, knowing we were dead captives in darkness. Now we're alive and free people, living in the light. So go and play your coach, holding out the light of life to dead captives in darkness. Let his light shine through you today. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that Jesus is the light that gives life. Thank you for taking me from darkness and bringing me into the light that gives me life. Please help me to hold out the light that brings life today. Amen. And let's pray for our friends. Let's take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.